Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Joining me in studio, a little bit of a two-for-one deal this time around. We got Suavo and Cuatro Cinco in the building.
Yes, sir. The biggest gloss in the world has landed.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming in and doing this. When I heard of this collaboration, this song, Life of the Party, and we're going to play it for everybody listening, just a few moments, I was very excited to hear it. Actually, I thought it was your first collaboration, but we were talking a little bit before we jumped on here. You guys have been working each other for over the years in different capacities. So, Suavo, why don't we start with you just to kick things off, since it's technically on your EP. This is your single. Quatro's the feature. What is Life of the Party about? How did it all come together? Why Cuatro? Talk about the story here.
So, Life of the Party. So, ultimately, I did want to do something for Valentine's Day. So, I'm going to drop an EP in February called Songs for Her. It is about somebody. I ain't gonna say who, but it is about somebody. Okay. It's dedicated to somebody, but it's really dedicated to everybody. This particular record is a little bit more braggadocious. It's easy listening for, you know, all genders, but it's focused towards, you know,
ladies.
Women for sure. Yeah, I definitely wanted to get some hip shaking on this one for sure.
Okay.
So once I made the record, I'm like, okay, this sounds good. I think I need a feature for it. I'm like, who can I get? It was a couple names that I thought of, but once I came across Cuatro, it just made so much sense. I'm like, and it's overdue. I'm like, I should have been, we should have had one out here anyways. So yeah, I was like, oh yeah, let me reach out to bro. And then like, he sent his verse back. I was like, see?
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect. It was perfect. So, you know, I think it was like the following week. I'm like, hey bro, you ready to shoot? He's like, yeah bro.
Let's do it.
We shot the video. Yeah, super simple. You know what I'm saying? He's super responsive, got right to it. You know what I'm saying? Super professional. So, yeah, bro, we just made it make sense.
Yeah. And Cuatro, I can only assume it all fell together for you, too. When you heard what he sent over, you were just saying, yeah, let me add it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's certain people when I see their name pop up on my phone, I know it's important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And anytime Sway hit my phone, it's time to go to work. And it came with an audio file,
and
it was time to go to work. And I think that people who really reach out to me for a feature, for me to be called, I think they understand what I'm bringing to the table and bringing to the song. So when I heard it, I heard the vibe. Soon as I heard the vibe, it was like, all right. Well, this is
absolutely.
This is not going to be hard. So, you know, after I wrote the record, recorded it, sent it back, he told me, you know, it was time to shoot the video. After that, I knew, you know what I'm saying, it was a done deal. So, I think me and Suavo just have natural chemistry just as gentlemen, how we carry ourselves. So, when we get on the record, it's flawless.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear the chemistry instantly already. That you just know that there's a respect there. I mean, it just all comes out. You can watch the music video, posted it up. It's on our website now at hits96.com. Locally shot. You guys were over at Therapy for some of it.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
All kinds of stuff, which is really cool. I know that you're always trying to do that when you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Shout out D. Scott, man. He's a OG in the city. Definitely paved the way for a lot of us artists in a lot of different ways. But now he has an establishment, so it was a no-brainer. Like, I just called him up like, hey, can I shoot a video? He was like, yeah, bro, come through right now. On the way.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
It's a blessing, though, you know, to be able to film in a black-owned establishment. You know, that alone is important, especially in the downtown area. And, you know, D. Scott, like you said, is a legend in this city, just as far as the culture that he's helped put together in this city. So, you know, when I found out that we were shooting at Therapy, and also I'm an avid cigar smoker, so like to know that we have a cigar lounge and a vibe like Therapy downtown, it's very important for our people, you know, for our community, our black people, to support black owned businesses, but everyone down there, that you know, in that area and just in Chattanooga in general, to support that business. So please do stop by Therapy and just enjoy the vibe. You don't even have to smoke a cigar, but just enjoy the vibe. It's the name speaks for itself.
Yeah, so, right down here south side, right off of Main Street. Can't
absolutely
miss it. Yeah, it's a great little spot. And that's what I love about you know, supporting you guys and the music that you do. It does give back to the community one way or the other.
Absolutely.
That's really what it's about. Yes, so we've got the EP working for Suavo, of course, that's coming out in February, Songs for Her. You just put out, Quattro, you just put out a song, too, called Naked, which is a little bit of an R&B soft vibe as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're getting into those vibes. I'm an Aquarius through and through. my birthday is 3 days before Valentine's Day, so I'm a lover, you know what I mean? I'm always thinking about how to serenade. You know what I mean? So, you know, the single Naked is just adding to the catalog of records like that. If you go through my music, I have records like that. But it's out right now, and there's a project coming behind it called The Naked Project that will feature a lot of independent artists here in Chattanooga, whether they're playing instruments or singing and rapping. So be on the lookout for that very, very, very soon.
Oh, absolutely. Our ears are open. Our eyes are open. We're ready for it. And I know that there may be some shows in the near future as well. I mean, Suavo, you're performing all over town all the time. Quattro, you just had one heck of a year.
Yeah.
You did pretty much the big circuit here in town. So I can only assume 2026 is going to be just as busy.
Definitely, definitely. Me and Quattro got some stuff coming up. We're going to keep that on the hush for now, but just be looking out for more from us, man. We date back. Me and Quattro, I know people are just now seeing us pop out for the first time, but me and Quattro go way back. I'm talking about like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, you guys were talking about like, SoundCloud songs.
Yeah, bro. We date back. So now it's time to, you know what I'm saying, put it in their face.
Well, we're excited. Thank you both for coming in and talking with us a little bit here and sharing your music with us. Again, music video's on our website, but right now we're going to hear it in its entirety, Life of the Party. Suavo, Quattro Cinco, guys, thank you again.
This thank you. Awesome.
Here it is. Awesome. Hits 96 debut right now.